You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Monday, the 2nd of November 2020. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, property prices, they are rising despite the pandemic and ahead of a likely interest rate cut. And we've got two interviews today with two Peter Kings. One is the CEO of the newly listed Dusk, and the second is the CEO of Westpac. And that bank posted a full year cash profit of $2.6 billion today. That's down 62%, and amid a contraction in mortgage lending. It is, though, paying a final dividend of 31 cents per share. That's down 61%, but is still the maximum the banking regulator is allowing. It's a tough time for the banks, and I spoke earlier to Peter King at Westpac. Peter, how well placed are you to handle the hits to the business that COVID-19 is throwing at you?
Well, Ricardo, we've got a very strong balance sheet. So our capital ratio increased to 11.1% this period, well above the 10.5% unquestionably strong benchmark. And we're very well funded and have plenty of liquid assets. So we're well positioned to manage through this COVID period.
Are you seeing any stress from your home or business loan customers as they return to making full repayments following their mortgage holidays?
Well, Ricardo, we've given out or provided $54 billion worth of deferrals, and that's reduced at the end of this period to $16 billion. So we've had a big return of people repaying their home loans, but there's still $16 billion that need help, and we're very focused on that.
Have you factored in, say, a percentage or a number of homes or businesses that will be lost as a result?
Well, I think we're a fair bit away from that type of action, Ricardo. We need to work through what's best for each customer, and that's really what we'll do over the next 6 months.
And so to what extent are you prepared for potential loans going bad?
Well, in terms of the first step for us is to speak to customers, and I very much encourage anyone that needs help to speak to us. And we've increased our resources significantly because we know that there will be more customers who need to talk to us.
If the loan book is shrinking, where do you see growth coming from?
Well, what we're seeing, our economics team is forecasting that the mortgage book is likely to grow around 3% next year. In contrast, the business book's probably going to contract a little bit. So mortgage growth is where we see growth coming from in the future.
In terms of cost cutting, where do you expect that to come from?
Oh, in terms of managing costs, when you've got a tough revenue environment, you do need to manage costs. But we also have the need to support customers during COVID. So we've actually increased resources in that area this year. They won't need to be around forever. And so once COVID passes, then we will reduce costs in that area.
So speaking of costs, bank branches, given COVID-19 has shown Australia can live with lockdowns and there's an acceleration of digitisation, does that mean we can expect fewer Westpac or St George branches?
Well, in terms of our branch numbers, we've got around 900 branches in Australia, and then we have the relationship with Australia Post. So that gives access to Australia Post offices around the country. So we're well covered. But you're right that more customers are dealing digitally. So in the future, we may need less branches.
So what does that mean for shareholders and dividends?
So in this half, we commenced paying dividends again. We declared a 31 cent dividend. The outlook for dividends will very much depend on profitability of the bank and how COVID impacts the credit portfolio is probably the biggest impact on dividends looking forward.
I guess it's not just been COVID. The bank has had its own issues, including an additional $415 million to pay AUSTRAC that $1.3 billion fine. Have you drawn a line in the sand with that, and have all the lessons been learned?
Well, obviously, we're deeply sorry about what happened with AUSTRAC, and we have now resolved the court case with AUSTRAC in terms of recognising the penalty in this half. And our focus now is uplifting our financial crime capacity and risk management to where it needs to be.
Peter King there, the CEO of Westpac, and Westpac shares fell today by 0.6%. That is despite a stronger share market. The S&P ASX 200 up by 0.4% to 5,951. ANZ led the gains up by 2.4%. Sydney Airports also did well, increasing by 4.4%, while CSL led the declines off by 0.5%. For more on the day's moves on the share market, I spoke earlier with Julia Lee from Berman Invest. Julia, what do you make of the Westpac result?
It was weaker than expected. We did see Westpac's cash profit down 62% to just $2.6 billion. The market had been expecting $2.6 billion. But I think importantly for a bank, we've seen the loan book shrinking down to $441 billion. And that's what you don't want to see at a bank. The key reason for this is that Westpac has a lot more investors than homeowners, and investors have been paying down their loans a lot faster. So unfortunately, that's one of the things we're going to be watching over the next period, whether Westpac can attract new investors to build its loan book back up.
Westpac shares are down today, but the market is up. Why is that?
Well, it's a disappointing result. So Westpac shares are down and down 27% in the year to date. But I think the fall isn't as big as what could have been. And that's because investors are probably starting to bet that most of the bad news is already in the past. And that's really because of the AUSTRAC fine, which gives a little bit more certainty in terms of Westpac's liabilities and where they lie.
Okay, what's behind the market's rise today?
It's a positive day, which is nice to see. It's the US election this week, and that's really what's in focus. As the polls firm towards a blue sweep, we are seeing the market starting to rally. And I guess it really doesn't matter too much to the markets who wins, as long as it's a certain result, because the last thing that the market wants is uncertainty. So it does look like we may get a quick certain result. So the Aussie share market up today, markets around the region trading higher, and the futures also trading higher.
Interest rates tomorrow. Is the market betting on a rate cut? And what does that lower interest rate mean for investments?
Ricardo, the market has already priced in a rate cut down to just 0.1%. But really, in practical terms, it doesn't matter too much. It's more of a support to confidence. I guess the bigger question for markets is whether we're going to see an announcement around quantitative easing. This is where the central bank will be buying 5-year and 10-year bonds to try and bring borrowing costs down in the longer term. The reason for that is our 10-year yields here in Australia are much higher than the rest of the developed world, and that tends to crimp growth. So the key tomorrow is not so much interest rates, but quantitative easing.
And the other corporate story of the day is this potential takeover of AMP. And now we know how much this potential suitor is willing to pay.
Well, we know AMP's assets are on the chopping block. The key question is what price. Now, this bid of $1.85 really puts a floor under the bidding process. So now we're watching to see whether other bidders come out of the woodwork, which is highly likely, and whether we see AMP being sold off as a whole or as some of the parts. So AMP share price doing well today, given that $1.85 bid price is above its share price and trading up 8%.
And AMP shares closed about 10% stronger today. That's Julia Lee there from Berman Invest. Julia also mentioned interest rates, and low rates are helping to prop up the real estate market despite the pandemic. We've got some figures from CoreLogic today. National house prices up 0.4% in October to be up 3.9% year on year. And this is the breakdown for the major cities. So Sydney rose 0.1% in October to be up 6.1% for the year. Melbourne fell 0.2% in October to be up 0.7% for the year. Brisbane rose 0.5% in October to be up 3.5% for the year. Adelaide rose 1.2% last month to be up 4.4% year on year. Perth increased 0.6% last month, flat on the year. Hobart, an increase of 1% to be stronger by 6.5% year on year. Darwin, 1.2% last month, an increase of 2.8% year on year. And Canberra, an increase of 1% in October, but it's the best performer year on year, up 6.8%. Another thing supporting prices are the number of listings out there. Here's Eliza Owen from CoreLogic, the head of research, with more.
So listings volumes are lower than they were this time last year. And that's not just the case across Melbourne. That's something that's a trend we've seen across the whole of Australia, with total stock on market down about 20% from the equivalent period in 2019. And I think it is a reflection that we've had these intense social distancing measures, which have physically limited the transaction of property, but also maybe made vendors a bit cautious. And even though prices are rising at that aggregate level, maybe they're not sure whether it's a good time to sell.
Eliza Owen there from CoreLogic. And finally, to another interview with another Peter King. This one is the CEO of candle retailer Dusk. It became the newest company to list on the Australian share market today. Its IPO price was $2, but it closed at a discount at $1.69. So for more, I spoke earlier with Peter King, the CEO of Dusk. Peter, there are a lot of IPOs at the back end of the year. Why list now?
Oh, Dusk has been trading strongly from a sales and earnings perspective now for 3 or 4 years, Ricardo. We've been having record financial year results for the last 3 financial years, and the timing was perfect to take Dusk to market.
You've listed at a discount, though. Are you disappointed with the first day so far?
I think the market's pretty choppy at the moment, and when our trading update went out this morning showing that we'd beaten the prospectus sales and earnings forecasts, we're pretty confident. We're managing this business for the medium to long term, not a day-by-day share price.
Dusk is a candle and I guess fragrance retailer. How have you performed during the pandemic especially?
We've not only traded well in our existing stores, our online sales have doubled, and we've opened another 6 stores from May to the end of October.
Can you tell me more about that online strategy? What kind of movement are you seeing there?
We're looking at the percentage of sales in the business growing into the early to mid-teens as a share of revenue. And our online sales, in fact, on their own, are very strong, almost double what they were this time last year. But we need to recognise that that's been driven by the extended lockdown in Melbourne.
So that's the thing, right? And it's similar to other retailers. You've got these new customers. I guess the challenge is, how do you retain them?
Well, at Dusk, we do have a rewards program with nearly 600,000 paid up members. And our history tells us that once we acquire these customers and they stay with us, they purchase across the brand. And we're coming into peak trade at Christmas, so we're pretty confident.
And how do you feel about the economic environment?
Well, as the stimulus begins to be wound back, we've not seen any softening in the growth of demand in store or online, but we're cautious in planning the future of the business. We're still opening stores. We're still investing in new infrastructure for online. So I'd say our approach, Ricardo, is cautiously optimistic, but keeping a very close eye on economic developments.
Peter King there, the CEO of Dusk. Tomorrow is all about interest rates and the Reserve Bank, not just whether or not it will cut the official cash rate to 0.1%, but also whether we'll see this extension of a bond buying program. So make sure you join me live on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Follow me at Business Ricardo. You can follow me there. I'll have a special SBS On The Money live stream as that decision comes out from the Reserve Bank at 2:25 Australian Eastern Daylight Time with my guests Shane Oliver from AMP Capital, Jessica Amir from Bell Direct, and Sally Tindall from Rate City. They'll be explaining the implications for the economy, the share market, and for mortgages and savings. So that's at 2:25 Tuesday, just as the Reserve Bank releases its interest rate decision. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Business Ricardo. I'll see you soon.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.